This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
So firstly, this is most likely, according to the Mufassirin, according to the strongest opinion, this is talking about Uzair or Ezra. Uzair alayhi salam, one of the prophets of the Bani Israel. Now, he's passing by Jerusalem, so this hamlet, as translated here at least, right, is speaking about Jerusalem after Nebuchadnezzar had destroyed it. So this was a longing statement, a kind of a statement of a memory, right, to say that how is Allah going to bring this back? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So dear brothers and sisters, Ramadan Mubarak to you. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to benefit us through these verses of the Quran. Today I've got a verse from Surah Al-Baqarah. I'll just read it first. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. أو كالذي مر على قرية وهي خاوية على عروشها قال أنى يحيي هذه الله بعد موتها فأماته الله 100 عام ثم بعثه قال كم لبثت قال لبثت يوما أو بعض يوم قال بل لبثت 100 عام فانظر إلى طعامك وشرابك لم يتسنه وانظر إلى حمارك ولنجعلك آية للناس وانظر إلى العظام كيف ننشزها ثم نكسوها لحما فلما تبين له قال أعلم أن الله على كل شيء قدير. صدق الله العظيم. So there you go, we have verse 259 of Surah Al-Baqarah. It's a rather long verse, and it's one with an anecdote. It has a narrative, it has a story, a historical account, a very, very pertinent historical account, miraculous, extraordinary, totally out of the norms of the usual happenings of this world that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala presents, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows his power, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides a number of lessons from this. So let's look at the historical account first. I'll read the translation for you. I'll translate the ayah first. So, and then we'll discuss it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, take the parable of the one who passed by a hamlet. Hamlet here means a city, a town, an area, right? A bustling, you know, inhabitation of some sort, all in ruins to its roofs. So it completely become desolate and it all fallen down, like really, really ruined. So this person said, oh, how shall Allah bring it to life after its death? That was a remark. He passed by and he made this reflection, right? He had this reflection. How is Allah going to be able to bring this back to life? Or how will he, not be able to, but how will he bring this back to life? You know, what kind of a, there was some kind of a reflection in that he was doing. So, it then says, but Allah caused him to die instead for 100 years. So Allah put him to death for 100 years, put him to sleep essentially for like 100 years. And then he raised him up again. And then Allah asked him, how long did you sleep for? How long did you tarry like this? He said, he looked and he thought, oh, the sun is not even gone yet. So perhaps a day or even part of a day. That's what he kind of said. Allah said, no, you have been away for 100 years. Subhanallah. You have stayed like this for 100 years. But look at your food and drink. So now there are two examples he gave him. Look at your food and drink. They showed no sign of age. They were totally fresh, right? Absolutely fresh. And look at your donkey. Now the donkey was in a different state. It became bones. And that we may make of you a sign unto the people. So we did this to you so that you could become a sign for the people after you, and you're going to be an example. Look further at its bones, how we bring them together and clothe them with flesh. This is the bones of the donkey. When this was shown clearly to him, he said, I know that Allah has power over everything. He just had to declare that. Now that was quite an extraordinary event, totally against the norm. So let's just look at the historical aspect of it first, before we understand how we can benefit from this through our tadabbur, right, through our reflection on the Quran and how, because remember, everything in the Quran is, while it may have a very specific origin or specific source or cause, the benefit of it is has to be general, because the Quran is a timeless book. So firstly, this is most likely, according to the Mufassirin, according to the strongest opinion, this is talking about Uzair or Ezra. Uzair alayhi salam, one of the prophets of the Bani Israel. Now, he's passing by Jerusalem, so this hamlet, as translated here at least, right, is speaking about Jerusalem after Nebuchadnezzar had destroyed it. So this was a longing statement, a kind of a statement of a memory, right, to say that how is Allah going to bring this back? So as Uzair alayhi salam passed by and says, Subhanallah, you know, what a city this was, and look what the state it was. Like, if you go to remnants of these huge cities and towns of the historical times, and you look at, there's just some walls left and parapet walls, and, you know, some towers left here and there, and some chambers and so on. You're like, Subhanallah, what it used to be like. If you go to Marrakesh, there's lots of these places. You go to Rome, it's an open-air museum. You go to Athens, you see all of this. And there's a number of places where you see this, Subhanallah. So he just remarked, how is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala going to bring this back to life after its desolation? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to do something different here. He said, okay. Because this doesn't usually happen, but he puts him to sleep for 100 years. When he gets up, he doesn't even feel like he slept that long. That's the thing. He thought that he just had a nap during the day because the sun is still out. So he thinks it's the same sun. He thinks it's the same sun of that same day. So then when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks him, how long did you rest for? How long have you been lying here for? And he thinks it's just a day or a part of a day. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him, no, it's been 100 years. And then he gives him really amazing two signs, right? One is he's got his food with him that he had brought along with him, fresh food. It's absolutely fresh even after 100 years. But then his donkey, Subhanallah. I mean, again, this juxtaposition here, this opposite thing just occurs to us, right? That Allah has one thing which would have died, which would have perished, would have become worn out and probably decomposed by now, and I don't know, multiple times recycled. That's all fresh. And then the donkey, which also is a perishable object at the end of the day, it's a life that dies. That's totally gone and it's bones now. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the bones, he says, I'm going to show you how you're going to bring this together. So he has the bones literally come and like a set, like totally get constructed again, like fit into one another and form into the donkey. And then he says, I'm going to show you how we clothe this with flesh. So he puts the flesh on, and then after that, the life is blown back into this donkey and the donkey is braying again. Subhanallah. So there's double example he provides with totally two things about the food remaining fresh. And he had just had to declare that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has power over all things. Right? So that's an example of to show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's power in its multiple ways. Now, mashallah, that's essentially the historical account of it. However, for us, how this benefits us is just to show how there's the ups and downs of this world. A whole city that's gone. And also the other thing I forgot to mention is that this city, after he woke up, after 100 years, was back to its hustle bustle, full-fledged city of Jerusalem, back to its hustle bustle, activity going on everywhere, and somehow he came and he wakes up in that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows him in reality what he can do. It was a prophet, right? So that's why he, you know, his question was, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed him realistically, just like with Ibrahim alayhi salam in another verse that's in Surah Al-Baqarah as well. He asks how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings back, how Allah resurrects the dead. So he shows him how to do that, right? Subhanallah. So we really need to reflect over the Quran. There's just so many parables that we can take from this, right? So generally speaking, food would rot in a few hours, at least a few days. In this particular case, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps it totally fresh for 100 years. That in itself is amazing, because you know, you can keep certain things fresh in the fridge and then in the freezer, but everything eventually deteriorates even in the freezer. Like, it just can't, the bacteria and the whole motions of it, the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has designed everything to eventually perish. Like, we perish, eventually we become old, we perish, everything perishes, things crumble, things die, things rot, things decompose. That's just the various different natures of what happens in this world. But in this case, this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept it totally fresh. Keep food fresh what kind of refrigeration that was, what kind of preservatives Allah added there, subhanallah, right? 100 years. This gives us an idea. Obviously, it definitely tells us about the life to come, the next life. So that's one thing that we understand from this, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring everything back to their total vitality and back to their life, even after being decomposed in the graves. So that's one understanding we get from this of the hereafter. There's no escape. We will be back standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and hopefully that will be in a good state. That's one thing. Another thing is the spiritual regeneration that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hints at here. The spiritual regeneration, which is that if people are struggling with darknesses in their life and difficulties and essentially indulgence with the shaitan, having befriended the shaitan, totally away from the remembrance of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was just like a minor thought in the heart that used to bother them sometimes. Yes, I'm a Muslim. Or somebody was not even Muslim at all, had no faith whatsoever, right? In fact, was against Allah, was an atheist or whatever. And out of that darkness, they have a discontentment and they want to find light. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if He can keep food fresh for 100 years and have somebody sleep for 100 years and then bring them back to life, bring back a town or city totally destroyed and destructed, how can Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not just enliven a spiritual heart back to its spirituality or to spirituality? So that's another benefit that we get, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's capability. Don't underestimate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's qudra and his ability. Essentially, I think that's why we aren't able to prosper and to enhance ourselves. The point of a lecture is to encourage people to act, to get further, an inspiration, an encouragement, persuasion. The next step is to actually start learning seriously, to read books, to take on a subject of Islam and to understand all the subjects of Islam, at least at their basic level, so that we can become more aware of what our deen wants from us. And that's why we started Rayyan courses, so that you can actually take organized lectures on demand whenever you have free time, especially, for example, the Islamic Essentials course that we have on there, the Islamic Essentials Certificate, which you take 20 short modules. And at the end of that, inshallah, you will have gotten the basics of most of the most important topics in Islam, and you'll feel a lot more confident. You don't have to leave lectures behind. You can continue to to listen to lectures, but you need to have this more sustained study as well. Jazakallah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.